they're coming up with a new kind of bulletproof vest that is made up of spider webs.
Real spider webs.
Spider webs grown inside of genetically modified goats.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How? They put spiders inside of a goat?
They take the genetic material from the spider, the part of the spider that makes the web material. And apparently the process of the way spiders create webs, that is, getting proteins from their blood system, is much the way in which goats make milk, getting proteins from their blood system. So they're using the goat as a vehicle for creating a large amount of this web-spun material through genetic manipulation. And the U.S. Army's involved, the Canadian Army's involved. There are compounds with dozens of these goats running around. And what's more, these fibers, a natural spider web is 40% stronger than steel.
I didn't know that.
Your garden variety spider web. So the idea was, is if you take these and you crisscross them, you're going to end up with something that's lighter and stronger than even Kevlar.
How many goats are they going to need to mass produce this for the military once they get going?
Well, I'm not sure of that.
I would guess a lot.
But currently, we saw compounds with dozens and dozens of goats in them, and they're producing it, and they're producing the material. It's working. They're testing it for surgical applications, because you could use it basically for ligament repair, things that were really strong yet flexible.
And how do they extract it from the goat, or does the goat pass it?
What's really amazing is they milk. It's so bizarre, right? It's like science fiction. They milk the goats, and then they have this machine which basically does what the spider's spinnerets do. The spider mixes. It's sort of like epoxy. It kind of mixes it and so that the proteins bond together, and they have a machine that's basically replicating a spider's abdomen that is creating this material. At the end of the day, it takes quite a large volume of milk to produce it, but in our show, Nexia Industries, they hold up, a container with maybe 3 inches of this material in it.
Does it look like carbon fibers?
No, it's just like, it looks like epoxy glue. And then from that, they're able to spin it, and he's telling us that this material in the jar, and there's about 3 inches at the bottom of this jar, he says this is enough to make miles and miles of fiber. Because if you think of a spider...
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And so they just use it as a coating or a covering for the vest?
No, they're gonna.
The entire vest is going to
be there. Silk, there's silkworms, right, traditionally, but... As we learned, silkworms are basically like cattle. They're very docile, and they do what they're told. Spiders are carnivores that have to go out and hunt and eat every day. So they don't work well as cows. So you can't have herds of spiders and setting them to work, making up these vests. So they had to come up with a vehicle, namely the goats, because goats produce a large volume of milk, and they already know about how to farm goats. And it's the equivalent of silkworms, though. Silkworms manufacture silk traditionally, and they did in China. I'm sure it's all been updated now, but, that's how it was done. And then they would take the silk from the silkworm and make all, wonderful material. And that's exactly what they're doing with this.
And this will stop a bullet?
Yes.
Incredible.
Again, it's not finalized yet. The company's still going great guns on this. And surgical applications and all kinds of other applications for, bonding material and even something like really ultra-strong fishing line and this sort of thing. They're looking into all kinds of applications for it.